I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. This is Mary from the Bay.
And it's Courtney from LA. And I'm assuming we're in full summer Mary mode right now because summer, the excitement on your end is
thriving.
Wild.
I'm rested. I'm rejuvenated. You know, go to Mexico, feel good. Go to Chicago tomorrow.
She's doing the whole presentation right now of like how she's explaining it.
I feel like not working agrees with me really well. So. I will say, shout out to the wedding planners because I am my wedding planner. And my God, there's a lot to do.
Mary just said, she's like, what, 100 days out? She's got a laundry list of things that need to get done.
95 days. Am I looking for last minute wedding dresses in Chicago? Sure.
You know, some people work better under pressure. And you seem to be one of them for the pressure you've created for yourself.
I have a wedding dress, but should I want to change? You know, I got it.
Oh, so we're second chancing. Okay.
Well, we'll see. We'll see. I like the one I have. I'm going to make sure.
Is it the one that I like?
Yeah. I'm going to make sure. And then I'm like, hey, Emily, my friend, I'm going to visit her. I'm going to visit my friend Joe. I love Chicago in the summer. Maybe I'll see Avery.
100 days of summer. She doesn't live there anymore. She got let go. She's back in New York now.
Oh, is that where? I didn't know that. Okay.
And she had moved to Austin, I think. You know, you're not following Avery's life
no,
as close
I think
as I
she's
thought
back
you
in
did.
Chicago, to be honest with you. I think she does the podcast with her mom remotely. Actually, who knows if that podcast, I think they did one time. It's like a Vicky podcast. They did it like two times.
I don't know. I don't know.
But honestly, shout out to the wedding planners. When I call places, they think I'm a wedding planner.
You say that like, hey, can I get my wedding planner discount?
All these people are like, I'm trying to find hair and makeup. And they're like, and please put down your wedding planner. I'm just like, N.A. Like,
just put me down, but put your own phone number.
I'm like, what? Why do you need to know my wedding planner and my photographer?
They can coordinate looks.
Everything is made up. Everything's made up.
It's, you know, it's a big industry.
It is.
It's a big industry. I think my friend said at one point that it's like a $6.5 billion industry a year.
I believe it.
I mean, as one of them that is spending that money.
Yeah.
Wait, also, okay, I want to go. Can I go a little dark?
Oh, sure.
Do you mind if I go a little dark?
This is the place for it.
I'm segueing out of the wedding stuff.
Yeah.
It's fine. But this just made me think.
Okay.
Are you following the Titanic submersible?
Absolutely.
I feel awful. I think the whole thing is awful. I'm so sad that it's not looking good. I can't get enough of it though.
But there really is not that much information. Like none. I keep on like seeing it on TikTok, and this is the information that I have. Five men went down there. A billionaire and his son. There was like the captain of the thing.
another the CEO of the company, Stockton Rush. The captain is like somebody who's done like they're over 35
years
down to the Titanic in different boats. Like he's like he was technically the pilot of it. And then they're all very wealthy men.
Right. Because it costs $250,000.
Notice how there's no women aboard.
No women on board. And it's super sad.
So sad.
There's a lot of questions. Heightened
claustrophobia, like to the point where it's like,
you could never do this trip though. You would never even do
that. Get in that submersible just to like, not even with the door closed, just to sit in it to see what it was like. It's 22 feet long.
What do you do on airplanes?
I always have a text prepared to whoever I'm going to visit or whatever. That's literally me on the jetway that says, I'm sorry, I can't come. Always prepared as I get on that flight. I've been better recently, but if I get into my own head, it is not great.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So yeah. It's tough. Like I can't do it. Like elevators. No, the subway. Absolutely not.
Oh,
I can't even do like a two door car. If you have a two door car and I have to sit in the back seat, I can't do it.
What about an elevator?
No. If there's too many people on it, I will wait. Stairs are nice.
You didn't take the stairs in Mexico.
But elevators, if there's not a ton of people in
I understand.
Okay. I can get in an elevator.
You'll wait. You're like, yeah, Bob, Bob Wiley baby steps.
I don't know who that is.
What about Bob? Bill Murray? Oh, okay. Lake Winnipesaukee? Faye, this meal is so scrumptious.
I'm loving this energy that we're getting from you today. I'm loving it.
I feel like myself.
But okay, but this thing, I just can't stop. I'm like, there's banging that's being heard. I mean, I hope that there's a way.
I'm suspicious about that.
It could be a lot of things. I mean, again, not a scientist, not a lawyer, not anybody that's anything. You know, we do share a minor in psychology, technically under my name, but we pass it back and forth.
I'm a sociology major. So, I mean, I know people.
I fingers crossed that something miraculously happens. But I just think, you know, I saw a comment and I thought this is true is what happens in the ocean is none of my business.
I think it's like highly unlikely that we'll ever find out what actually happened.
I'm also wondering too, if it does get recovered, they had phones in there. I wonder if they were like recording their reactions or
I'm sure. I was waiting for the movie on this.
Like
I don't think they're ever going to find it.
It's so
big
awful.
Ocean out there.
It's so awful. It makes me sad, but it's very scary. It's been like consuming me to like at night. I like am like reading about like just reading CNN and being like, I need to watch something or like take my mind off because I know I'm going to have nightmares and I'm going to find myself on that.
This is a stupid question. And I know it's a stupid question.
Please.
But like, there's no like windows or anything.
There's a porthole.
Just one?
There's just one. That's the whole thing. And it's also where you sit to see out of it is also where their toilet is.
So
there's one porthole.
Would go down there and like have cameras.
So they have both. Yeah. So there's cameras on the outside. So they have a couple. I was trying to watch the video of like what's inside. There looked like there was like three.
Well, I know what's inside. A joystick made from Amazon from Logitech that was $30.
A lot of people say in the army or they say a lot of like things that like flying drones that they actually use that because so many younger people are playing PlayStation or they're playing games. So the fact that's like not technically unheard of.
Okay.
That it would be something like that. And they're also getting their cues. So like the difference I found out too is this, again, why am I spending my time? But here we are. The difference between like a submarine and a submersible is like the submersible doesn't have like it's getting the reason this is a big deal is because they lost communication with the ship above. The ship above is the one giving them information of where to go.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So they don't have all of the stuff on board to be able to like.
Right.
So they're it's just.
Did you ever do that Disneyland ride when we were younger that you went down in the submarine?
Finding Nemo. Okay. Mary.
No, it wasn't Finding Nemo. It was like way.
It was 20,000 like leagues under the sea before it was Finding Nemo. The I same one. So. Like it was a submarine ride.
It was a submarine ride.
Yeah. 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 They just redid it to Finding Nemo. Okay. Mary, like 10 years ago.
Okay. Secret safe with me.
Yeah, don't tell anybody. So,
10 years ago. Guys, Courtney told me not to tell anybody this, but like, I trust you. You're not going to say anything, right? Listen up.
So I'm like, maybe it was a little bit longer, maybe around a decade ago, whatever. So I was like in cosmetology school. One of the
2013.
One of the cosmetology girls that I like was in school with also worked part-time at Disney, and they can get you in, you know, for free. So one night she's like, oh yeah, if you want to come by after school, like I'm working, I'll get you in. So the guy I was dating at the time was like, oh, we should go to like Disney, I'll get us in. He's like, okay. And he really wanted to ride the submarine ride. And I was like, I can't. I'm very claustrophobic. He's like, QWERTY, it is like a 10-minute ride. Like, what do you mean? And I'm like, and he's like, you'll be fine.
You went on the ride.
So we go, I wait in the line and I'm like,
God, the ride have to stop for you.
Mary, it didn't even take off because I got down there. I sat and I go, oh no, no, no. They closed it. And I just screamed, no. And I go, get me out, get me out. I mean, there's children on this. There's young children on this. And
you're having a panic attack.
I have made a scene.
Yeah.
And if you're surprised,
you guys
that relationship didn't work out.
Well, he was forcing you into something you didn't want to do.
It raised a lot of red flags with me of trying to push me out of my comfort zone. It wasn't a comfort zone. It's just a trigger. I don't do small spaces.
That's fine. That's fair.
But sometimes I do think, do you ever think like if you ever live like rent free in someone's house or like head where they're like, I remember I was a kid on Finding Nemo and this girl screamed her head off.
Sure.
And I've never been able to ride the ride since.
Yeah. No, that is actually interesting to think about. Yeah. I'm sure I live rent free in some people's heads.
I mean, there's a lot of
places I wouldn't remember, you know?
Right. Like,
remember that girl at Balboa Cafe?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, remember the girl at Ondelez?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But it was a very much, I mean, there's certain things in Disneyland that I'm like, oh God, no. Nope.
I'm going to Disneyland.
You're
not going to be there though.
I can't. I have to be at a work event, unfortunately. Yeah. But you know, you're going to have a blast and I'm jealous. I'm very jealous.
I'm excited. So
what else? What?
We're like not a lot of news. Bravo's kind of quiet. We're down with the scandal. I mean, came out this week that Monique and Chris from RHOP divorcing.
Remember when they released that around BravoCon last year and they're like, no, we're not. And then they went on like Love and Marriage, some show. It's like,
Oh, that's true. Yeah, I forgot about that. But like, I mean, the girls are back from St. Bart's. Not a lot of press on that.
Who do you think that the arguments are with, though? It's going to be like Ramona, Kristen. I feel like in my head, I played it out. The Dorinda. She's like, Kelly Kapoor and Ben Shimon, you are not Al Sharpton.
I feel like there's like basically like a lot of shit talking happening about Jill Zarin.
The enemy of my enemy is my friend.
I think there's because they, you know, she kept this thing up and they finally decided not to film with her because she wouldn't sign the contract. So I think a lot of shit talking about her. I'm wondering if Lou's back on the sauce. I don't know how I feel about that. Like, there's a horrible part of me that like wants her back on the sauce, but I know that's not good for her, but it's just much more fun to watch.
But wasn't she back on it?
I don't think she's.
And then she went back on. I don't know how you could be around these women and not.
It would be challenging.
It would be a really tough
I feel like job. They just like, yeah, they left out Kristen. It looks like Kristen and Kelly could maybe be friends. I just think Ramona up to her old ways. I feel like she hasn't been on camera forever. I want to see what happened with the room. Obviously, like Sonia and Lou must be in good standings with Bravo because they have a crappy late coming up. I really hope that we get the screener for Roni. I still haven't received that yet. I'm really hoping for that and crappy late. That would really satisfy my needs. Because it feels like I just feel like we're a little bit in a lull. I haven't watched Below Deck this week. I will watch that tonight with Michael. I save it for him, you know, because we still don't live together.
That's so nice of you.
So I'm gonna save it. But I'm all up on Dancing Queens. Okay, and
give us a brief.
It's kind of getting a little boring.
Okay.
I like each of the characters. Sabrina is the villain. She can't stand her. She lives in Toronto. And her husband and her are really, they were like made for TV. I'm like, were you guys already on like Amazing Race or have you been on something before? They're very calculated. But watching the girls, like, actually, I wish I knew more about dancing, I guess. And maybe I wish they didn't all do the competition at the same time. They all dance at the exact same time. And they
and it's like a, they tap your shoulder and you're out kind of thing.
No, no, no. You all dance at the same time on a big dance floor. And they judge you all at the same time. And you do the exact same dances. You do the cha-cha. You do the rumba or rumba. Or, is it the rumba?
The rumba is the vacuum. The rumba is the dance. Yep, yep.
Okay.
Rumba. I mean, it could be a dance too. I mean, honestly, I don't know.
Yeah.
The samba? Not the rumba? Is it the samba?
Wait. Okay. This is also Mecca. Mecca is Cairo.
Right now? Are you broken?
Okay. Mecca is Cairo. This just came to my mind. Mecca is Cairo's daughter's name.
Mm-hmm.
What is that all? Like, what is that?
What is what? Her name?
Yeah. What is that? What it doesn't, isn't Mecca something?
Mecca, I always felt was like kind of like a town hall, like gathering area, like the Mecca of a city. I don't know. I'm sure that there's something.
Yeah.
What a cute little baby. Guess, what a cute little baby.
Yeah.
And Cairo, as a dad, you just got up a spot higher on the March Madness list.
I thought it was very sweet, like how she was like, I didn't think he was ready and he's risen to the occasion. And she's like loving being a glamma. Is she even 60? I'm sorry. Sheree looks fabulous.
They all do. We'll talk Atlanta, but I also wanted to ask, did you see today, though, what was that Dorit is being sued for not paying a nurse for taking care of her plastic surgery?
What do you think she got done?
Sheree is 53.
What do you think she got done?
She's never had her nose done.
Maybe like a boob reduction?
Were people doing coke in the bathroom? She's definitely gotten her boobs done multiple times.
Right, so maybe like a boob reduction?
Reduction?
I feel like big boobs are out. Big butts are out too.
I don't think this is, I think this is like an older thing, is it? I don't think it's like a brand new thing, is it?
It was in November. It was in November. November 2022, I believe.
Maybe it was the head transplant because now she looks like Kyle so much.
November 22. Now they wrapped filming. So it was right before filming.
So it was like she's getting everything tucked up and under.
What? But stuff. That you needed a nurse at your home.
Well, she might have done like an outpatient thing and then PK was not going to take care of her. I don't know. I have questions and I want that. Why does this shit have to happen after?
I just think it's also so funny because clearly you want to keep your plastic surgery under wraps. You got to pay the people to do it or they help you after. Like,
don't not pay them.
Literally, that seems like the number one thing that you should do to keep this under wraps.
You'd think. You would think. Do you want to talk a little Summer House, Martha's Vineyard? Because next week is the season finale.
I do.
You brought up a good point.
Go ahead.
Do any of them want to have fun?
There was not a lot.
Well, again, I 100% believe that she did everything to that ex-boyfriend.
Sure.
She does want to be topless and she wants to get fucked up and she wants to have a good time and summer should be fun and she wants to have fun.
How are we just finding out this week that Preston has been in a relationship? That bothers me too.
Because you know what? He's a star.
I know.
And what? He should be more front and center.
I want to like this show, but
I love this show.
I want to know more. And I think I'm bored in Martha's Vineyard.
We haven't even seen it.
I'm bored there. You know,
I'm so curious what this like party is that they're throwing next week as like an end of summer thing where first off, Alex, you know, I liked you.
Alex,
you're down. No. You're low.
Uh-uh. Alex is out. He's the worst.
He's a gaslighter, and he did sexualize and objectify Jordan and tried to blame Amir, who Amir.
I think Amir is a kind, good person.
I agree. I think he was kind of like when I thought when Alex was like manipulating the situation by being like, oh, he called dibs. It's like that's like something you do with your friends when you're like dibs, like. Jokingly, I don't think he thought ever.
Also, like, Alex was your fucking crocodile beers. Go chase a Bud Light for me, okay? Don't come to the house if you're not going to have fun. I don't want to watch you fucking doing your yoga, making up songs. You suck at singing.
Just because John Legend is your cousin does not mean that you also have talent. No. But then also he's like, talking to his brother, he's like, yeah, we're going to like release this single from 3 years ago. I'm like, if it wasn't a hit 3 years ago, it's not a hit now. Unless you're Taylor Swift and you do Cruel Summer and finally release it as a single. And I scream that bridge every single day in my car.
And I love that for you. And I don't know if they like didn't leave the house enough or.
That's the problem. That's what I think the problem is that we're not seeing them. I feel like days go by and we get like a random brunch scene or we do this. I'm like, they must have done more. Like Martha's Vineyard is supposed to be like a fun stuff. Like maybe it was kind of like they were worried about filming, you know, same thing with like the Hamptons and Summer House. I need them to
Martha's Vineyard must be bigger than the Hamptons, I would think. It's a pretty big island.
Yeah. I mean, either way, I'm just saying like I feel pretty like quiet, we're not though. Seeing enough. And maybe we have. I think maybe we do have too many people that's been hard to get to know everybody. And like where the drama is. And like for Jordan, I think Jordan, my take on the Jordan situation, again, with our shared minor in psychology.
Yeah, I think you actually did a good synopsis of this when we talked earlier. So tell me.
I think for Jordan, I think she did this Playboy shoot to empower herself and then realize that she kind of regrets with doing her. It. And she kind of regrets doing it and realizes
you know,
that,
all
like,
the greats have done Playboy. Faye Resnick. Rena, Kim Kardashian, Denise Richards.
Rena did it while pregnant.
I mean, iconic.
Yeah, she did twice. I mean, but I think like for her, I think she did it empowering and I think that she's not feeling empowered as much, right? Or like there's something.
Well, she's labeled with this. This is you. You're a playgirl. And she's so much more than that.
Right.
And girls for the girls.
Yeah. And I think for her, she's just like, there's something just like where she's just a lot of what she was kind of snapping at the men was like things that she's always experiencing. Right. And she's like, you know, you're asking why I'm celibate. I don't call you out on this. And I think just this has been like a pressure cooker for her.
She's at her breaking point.
Snapped. She was
the social experiment is too much now. Yeah. She's been in the house too long. 15 days.
Yeah.
Like, she wants out. This is Shutter Island now. This is in Martha's Vineyard. Yes. I get it. Everyone's been there.
And I think too, didn't you find it very interesting? Because again, Silas, you fucking suck. You suck. But I thought it was like interesting when Jasmine says to Silas, like, why did she get the moment to bring the house together? Like, that's what I've been trying to do. It's like, all right, stop being a producer and maybe it'll seem not produced. Also divorce your husband because he sucks.
The Coopers, but we need them too.
Situation.
We need them too.
No, I don't.
You know, I want them to stay.
It's like when you watch Vanderpump Rules and you realize I'm not supposed to like anybody. You know, like it's like that kind of thing. Like we need somebody to not like,
right? And I think, and then if someone like I got into a fight with them earlier in the day, and then we're getting into bed, and they said to me, "Do you want to talk about?"
Let's circle back.
What happened earlier today? I would say, go sleep in the bathroom.
Like he's like, you want to circle back on the pants situation? It's like, hey, you know what? Here's what they say. If you want something done right, do it yourself. Why don't you iron your pants? Oh, she made a mistake and she got a Tide pen. You know what? You don't even like the starches or the carbs. How dare you make your own damn breakfast? What are you doing on that computer?
Is she not working?
Like, did he rescue her literally from the car?
I know there does.
I'm trying to figure out, like, is there any overlap from her living in the car?
Dynamic. He's like, you make me breakfast because I make us money.
Well, and he's like she said, remember when she was wearing that dress like last week or whatever? He's like, when I bought all those too. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, God.
Yeah.
King Silas, but you need to stay so we can, you know,
make fun of you.
I'm sad that I think, here's the thing. Who are you getting rid of on the cast if you have to get rid of people?
Alex, Shanice, stay. Cooper, stay. Amir, come back. Nick, I could Sarah go.
Nick is very, it's very interesting with the girlfriend situation. Like now all of a sudden he's like, oh, I hope you show up. I'm like, okay. And she's got to take a 20-hour flight to get there for one night.
You know, Jordan can stay. Actually, Simon. So
the whole cast.
No, Alex, no.
Oh, I didn't hear you say Alex.
I said no. Nick is a maybe for me. Simon.
Simon has to stay. I'm sorry. I take Simon dancing when first off, I'm laughing because they have Soul Food Sunday, which doesn't start till like 8:30 PM. And then he's like, don't forget the pride party is after. And I'm like, you know, they were at that dinner table for 2 hours and then they all had to go change and get ready. That pride party did not start till like 1 a.m.
Also, how come Preston couldn't bring his boyfriend?
Great question.
You know, couldn't visit for a couple days.
Great. Well, maybe he was like, I didn't realize that we were all inviting our partners here.
It seems like a little discombobulated. I think we don't need to go to Martha's Vineyard. I want to bring back a lot of these people, and maybe we just get a house in Austin and go out on boats, or we go to Mexico for 2 weeks. Like, there's nothing about Martha's Vineyard that we have to stay.
Yeah, we didn't
share. Go to Tahoe.
Yeah. Like, you know what? I would love that. I would love cast to just rotate and be like placed in an area, and then they have to like navigate that area. Like we said, summer house in the Hamptons. No, put them on the Jersey Shore.
It will be interesting now that winter house, they're not going to Vermont. They're going to Colorado this year. Where are they going in Colorado?
Steamboat Springs.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So it will be interesting if that's different.
Yeah. And I think that, and I don't know if any of the cast is from Colorado, but you know, Vermont was kind of like Kyle's place. Like we got to put everybody on equal footing across the board.
Yeah, I agree.
I also don't mind if they want to stay at Martha's Vineyard, but give us more Martha's Vineyard. And you know, you have to, this is a 6-episode season, so it's quick.
I think it's 8.
I can't count.
It was 7. So the 8th is coming up. Yeah.
Counting is hard for me. I apologize.
Is there going to be no reunion? Is it going to be like a Watch What Happens Live reunion?
I don't even think we're going to get that. I don't remember season 1 from Summer House even having a reunion. I feel like they don't give a reunion unless you definitely have a season 2. Although,
but you said this is definitely coming back, right?
Yeah.
Also, who's coming back on Summer House? Because they're going to start filming in like 2 weeks. 4th of July is around the corner. Craigie is in Italy with Paige's family right now.
I mean, why? Or is it Gary? I don't know. I think they look alike. Now that I've dabbled into Below Deck Sailing just from you.
Oh, did you watch?
No. I'm just saying I learned about it from you, and I keep looking at pictures and I'm like, they look just alike.
You should watch. You should, when you go on some plane flights, that would be a good binge. This season specifically.
This season. Can I jump in this season?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Is the hot guy
in this season, Alex, is that... He's like a March Madness contender and he's on the Winter House season. Is he on this season or is he on a different season?
Wait, he's on Winter House? Long-haired Alex?
Yes.
Oh my God. Okay. I did not know that.
Wait, also, can I segue too? Because Tom Schwartz is on Winter House. You guys, I started watching Stars on Mars. It's on Hulu. There's like 2 episodes. I watched the first episode.
What is it?
Stars, you know. We're being liberal with stars.
Simulation.
Stars are in a simulation on Mars.
And Tom Schwartz is on it?
Tom Schwartz is on it. And people clearly have no idea who he is. Like McLovin is on it. Like Lance Armstrong, Marshawn Lynch, Richard Sherman, the middle daughter from Modern Family. She's a dum-dum. Lance Armstrong walks in and she goes, oh my God, we have a real astronaut here. Because she thought it was Neil Armstrong.
Got it.
Yeah, Ronda Rousey is on it. Natasha Leggero. Like Portia. Her. Portia from Atlanta is on it.
I have heard nothing about this.
It's not good.
Stars on Mars? Stars.
Yeah, it's on Hulu. It's not good, but...
I have Hulu. That's my TV provider.
Yeah, but it's a Fox show.
It's a Fox show.
Yeah, you know. But they put it on weekly after it airs, you know? So it's just... It's silly.
Are you watching the Kardashians this season?
No.
Oh, I love it.
So you know what comes back this week? We've got And Just Like That coming back. Love it. Can't wait. We've got The Bear that comes back.
I've been waiting for that. Very excited. Like, but I want to watch that in one sitting again. I watched that in one sitting.
I think that last are they summer. Releasing it all at once? I don't know. But either way, I felt like there has been like outside of like Scandoval, which really I felt like a kind of a TV lull. Like I'm watching The Idol. It's absolutely awful, but I'm still
American Idol.
It's like you said this last time when I said The Idol on HBO Max with The Weeknd and Johnny Depp.
Yeah.
Daughter.
You told me about that. You told me. About
and
that.
I'm,
I can't
I'm
watch
watching that.
That.
But I'm saying like, you know, sometimes you're like, what's my like if every night you have a show.
I watched this show, How to Get Rich.
What's on that? What channel is that on? And are you rich now? Do you want to share the secrets with the crowd?
It's not How to Get Rich. It's more like watching these couples fight over money.
What is it on?
I was just watching it on Netflix.
Oh, so it's a Netflix show.
I guess. Yeah. I think How to Get Rich is it. But then I'm like pretty invested in this one couple.
Okay.
And yeah, no, it is on Netflix.
Okay. This is unhinged. We're only less than a half hour. We haven't even discussed this.
It's pretty bad. It's pretty bad.
But is it like something fun to like also a plane watch?
I don't even know
if the Crown multitasking.
It's definitely bad. I was like, I don't even know if it's worth laundry folding. maybe you're on a phone call and doing a workout and watching How to Get Rich. Like,
do you work out on the phone with people?
I just like to lift my weights.
Oh, okay. Okay. You know? Okay. Crystal holding and weightlifting. I love it.
Yeah.
Should we take a quick break and then come back and talk Atlanta and OC?
Sounds good.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive and June. Olive and June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive and June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive and June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Investing can feel super intimidating, and people don't know exactly where to start. Acorns makes it easy to start automatically saving and investing for your future. And you really don't need a lot of money or expertise to invest with Acorns. In fact, you can get started with just your spare change. Acorn recommends an expert-built portfolio that fits you and your money goals and then automatically invests your money for you. I know I'm someone that is not a finance major, and investing seemed really challenging. Like, I didn't know where to start, and Acorns has helped me so much. Head over to acorns.com/judgy to download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Paid non-client endorsement may not be representative of all clients. Tier 1 compensation provided. Compensation provides an incentive to possibly promote Acorns. View important disclosures at acorns.com/judgy. Investing involves risks, including the loss of principal. Please consider your objectives, risk tolerance, and Acorns fees before investing. Acorns Advisor LLC. Acorns is an SEC registered investment advisor. Brokerage services are provided to clients of Acorns by Acorns Security LLC, member FINRA/SIPC. For more information, visit acorns.com. I have been using Ouai products for years now. That's O-U-A-I. And they just have released a new anti-frizz cream. And if you think about it, everyone has frizz. If you have thin, thick hair, you know, wavy, curly, straight, everyone still has a frizz problem. But you guys can check out their new anti-frizz cream. It provides immediate frizz control that lasts up to 72 hours, plus it has heat protection. I'm someone that uses the Dyson, then I straight iron my hair. So this is definitely helping reduce and repair split ends. It quenches the dry hair with intense hydration. And according to consumer perception studies, 90% of participants agreed with their hair looking less frizzy using this product. Plus, their scents are incredible. This is a Sydney-inspired North Bondi scent. It has like lemon and violet. All of their scents are incredible. I always use their leave-in conditioner. I use their detox shampoo once a week. I also use their hair oil. I am obsessed with Ouai. Be frizz-free and go to THEOUAI.com and enter promo code TJG for 15% off any of their products. That's THEOUAI.com, promo code TJG, always getting 15% off. Check out Ouai. Underwear drawers are like the wild, wild west of wardrobes. There's no rhyme or reason to them. Anything goes. You've got pairs from 3 birthdays and 2 Christmases ago, pairs from 5 different brands with 5 different fits. And when you open that drawer every morning, you have no idea what to expect. Now, I felt the buttery soft comfort of MeUndies, and my other pairs have to all go because MeUndies is all I can reach for. I'm hooked, and honestly, I just feel off if I try to wear anything else. I love them because you can get your classic black, and then they also have like super fun expressive prints. I have these great shamrock ones, you know, when I'm feeling lucky. Plus, they come in all sizes. They have extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody. They also have really great loungewear. MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Go to their loungewear section. Super comfy joggers, hoodies, onesies. They even have an activewear collection. It's super soft. And it's just unmatched comfort. MeUndies' signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all day wear. Go to get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/TJG. That's MeUndies.com/TJG for 20% off plus free shipping. That's MeUndies, comfort from the outside in. Peloton is here for everyone's yearly warm-up. This is the best time to get into a good rhythm, tap into your power, and build towards your summer you. Peloton accommodates your schedule with a variety of class lengths to choose from. They have some that are only 5 minutes long. And I can tell you with Peloton, if I start just, I'll like do a 10-minute class and then I'm like, I could do one more 10 minutes. I could do one more 10 minutes. And all of a sudden I've done 30 minutes of working out, which always feels great. They have such a variety of classes and so much flexibility. You know, you can move your body in so many different ways. Peloton has a range of class types. So you can do a walking class. Are you really interested in running a marathon? They can help you train for a marathon. They have yoga, meditations, Pilates, HIIT workout, and you can move at your own pace. Peloton makes the process easier with personalized recommendations. I get a weekly update with their guided programs that take the guesswork out of working out, so you can jump right in, keeping your fitness journey fresh every day. Peloton has everything you need to get where you're going, whether it's running outdoors or riding at home or strength training at the gym, Peloton has something for you. Get a head start on the summer you with Peloton at onepeloton.com. That's onepeloton.com.
Okay, so we haven't done Atlanta in a few weeks.
I have a question to ask
you. I know.
So I agree. I hadn't, because we were traveling. I watched them in a row, Atlanta, and I was like, okay, last week's episode where they did that 5-minute montage of all the past, and I go, I cannot wait to hear Mary, because she had said Candy didn't give anything, and you know, there was no reaction from her. She should have done more, and then we see more.
We did see more. So
how are you feeling?
I am biting my words a bit. Okay. And I actually feel like at the time when we're watching Riley pack up, Marlo comes over, she explains the situation. Candy was, you know, gets up, gives her a hug, showing remorse, giving her, you know, attention, tending to her friend.
Candy had a brother?
No.
I did at
15.
I didn't either.
Super sad.
So sad.
But so I still feel like Candy should have at the least just sent flowers to the mom as a former employee. I think there is a lot of suspect things for here.
Okay.
So it sounds like at the time he was not working for OLG. Okay.
Correct.
The two met at OLG working together and lived together. And there was this disagreement and he was shot. That's the facts.
That sounds correct in a generalization. Yes.
Right. I feel like the only misstep Candy made here was that she should have sent flowers as a former employee, and she knows Marlo. And that would have gone far. Yeah. And I also feel like people, this is a PSA. Oh. If you ever feel like, you know, maybe you know someone and they passed and you're
connected in some way, I think you should just always reach out. Even if you're like, I don't know, I haven't talked to that person or that family in 10 years. You know what? It's going to make them feel better. And I just think that's what people should do. I'm just saying just that in general.
Just like,
if you still, if you're like,
what happened,
if,
thinking of you, yeah, let me know if there's anything I can
think
do.
If that ever crosses your mind and if you should or shouldn't, you do it.
Sure.
That's just
sure. Me. I think, but okay, twofold. That if Candy had done that, there's literally zero leg for Marlo to stand on.
Absolutely.
Right? Like, zero. Now, I think Candy showed remorse. To me, also, though, when Marlo came over, the energy was like, again, everybody grieves differently, so I'm not going to hold. But when she came over in 2020, we're talking about like in the flashback from last week's, when she came over, she had candy yams, and she was like this whole different like energy. So it also felt a little bit like, did you set Candy up in a sense? Like, should she have reached out? Probably. But then when you're saying too to Candy, like, well, you should have called my family. Like they said, like, isn't Candy your friend? And Candy, I could see a little bit. And then I feel like for Marlo's, like she just... everything is moving the goalpost for her. If Candy had sent flowers, why didn't she pay for the funeral? If she had done this. And I see where Candy is coming from a little bit too, where she says, nobody wants to be associated. They don't want their name attached to something bad like that, right? So she's like, I'm thinking about my businesses. I'm thinking about this. So you bringing this up is like, why are you doing this on camera?
Right.
You're trying
to prove. Didn't you also feel like Candy was like, she was saying like, I'm a really good friend. I get people opportunities. And that was Candy's way of saying, Marlo, I got you the peach. Like, I have done so much for you in so many ways.
Yeah, and totally.
Then, like, she's then like, that's this how is I what you're support. Doing to me. You're literally like tainting my business by talking about this. So I saw more. I honestly think I flip-flopped, but I just wish she would have sent some flowers and acknowledged it to the mother, and that's it.
That's fine, but I don't think that that's reason enough to hold all of this against her. And then I'm like, but here's also, though, then I kind of flip-flop back a little bit because I'm like, okay, but then they go to this brunch, which is Gucci brunch, which I'm like, I'd like to know how many people are actually wearing real Gucci. Like, I would show up to that, and I'd be like, I'm not wearing Gucci. I don't own Gucci. And I think that would be, if I was a housewife, like my housewife thing, they'd be like, well, where's your Gucci? I'd be like, so let me talk about the level of wealth that I have. It's low, below sea level.
It's also like so funny. I was watching like Orange County this week and I'm like, everyone's wearing like Macy's Inc. Like they're like all just one color. There's no brand flashy.
Emily loves a midi, like Calvin Klein Nordstrom Rack dress. Do you know what I'm talking about? Like whenever like you're looking I for would like wear. A business.
Totally.
You're looking for a business dress.
Tamara loves
right below your knees. Nordstrom Rack. First off, I'm obsessed with Nordstrom Rack. Okay. And I just want to tell you guys, if you find something on Nordstrom Rack and you go onto their website, make you check with the regular Nordstrom because I saw this dress. Oh, you know, okay. Aster, the label.
ASTR. Yeah. 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 No. Yeah. I like them.
Okay. So I was on Nordstrom Rack literally yesterday because I was returning some pairs of shoes. And I saw this dress that I was like, oh my God, I've been looking for this dress. So I went on Nordstrom Rack because it was in the wrong size. They don't have my size. It's fine. They had only extra small and small. I'm not 12 anymore. And so anyways, I go to Nordstrom to the app and I go search to see, I'm like, oh, maybe they have like a different version of this. Same dress, extra small, small, double the price.
Wow. That's so interesting. I didn't know that. I did know that you can return things from Nordstrom at Nordstrom Rack.
Yes, I do that all the time as well.
That's like very convenient.
Mm-hmm. And I believe you can return Nordstrom Rack at Nordstrom.
You can
buy it in Nordstrom Rack. If you buy it online, you cannot.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Found that out the hard way. they're like, get your rack shit out of here. Nope. Like, technically, you sell this for double the price.
But no, anyways, they were like, Drew looks like a Gucci handyman. Candy is going bowling. Actually, Candy, okay, I got
Marlo's fashion corner kind of decrepit.
No, Candy reminded me of like Jen Shaw in Jail. Ooh. I got like a jail vibe.
Wow.
Sonia wearing a sample size. Wish I could fit in those. Sheree is looking good, but she's going to a deposition. she's like, we are the bootleg girl group. And
when they were Kenya, like, you know, when they put the music behind it, I was like, I cannot.
And Kenya, you know, she doesn't wear labels, although she's wearing Chanel. She just doesn't own any Gucci.
No, her outfit was Gucci, just didn't have a label on it.
Got it.
And then Courtney had like a belt.
Right.
But throughout the years of laughs and tears and making memories for the books, some friendships may fade after too much shade. But we've always got our looks. Put on your best and I'll do the rest. Just don't be a sour coochie. What? Then it went rogue. Join me for drinks and a few sausage links. Let's all be Gucci.
And then when she was like, did any of you? Well, obviously Karen Huger did.
I think it's AI.
Karen Huger, the queen of poems.
I think it's AI.
Oh, you think she like ChatGPT'd it?
Yes.
Give me a poem about Gucci, sausage links, and coochies. Oh, and looks. And friendship.
I'm being serious. You can like literally tell. Can you make a rhyme?
I mean, she probably would because you know she's not paying anyone.
Yeah. She's using ChatGPT a lot lately. But here's the thing.
At this brunch, you know, they're trying to make up for things, which good job, Courtney. You need to get over the candy thing because you're not going to win that. You were not going to win that. So
that's over.
But when Candy and Marlo started talking, I was like, first off, Marlo's not going to win this argument. She's not. She doesn't have a leg to stand on here. So the fact that like Kenya was calling her like a bottom rung bitch and just caught, you're a liar. Like, did you notice that she did the candy from Reunion? The lies, the lies, the lies. But I'm like, just let her talk because you guys continually cutting her off. This is like when you're like, okay, I don't want to watch this because it's not fun. And if I can't have a conversation between Marlo and Candy where Candy can shut it down, not necessarily what she did at the place last weekend. That was wild.
That was scary.
I mean, I was scared.
I loved it.
Yeah, that was great.
I loved it. But I just was like, when they need to be in like a calm situation, like a brunch as opposed to like, you know.
No, but Kenya couldn't stop running her mouth. And it was so disrespectful. And that's what makes me feel sad for Marlo because
totally.
That's she's like all of a sudden never
back on that side.
She is never going to get in with these girls. She can't do anything for them to respect her. And they don't want her there.
I actually disagree. I think if she came through, like, I'm sorry, like, watching her throughout the years, her becoming a Munty, like really, really humanized her. And I thought, oh, wow, this is like the Marlo we want to see. But she like can't help herself with certain things. And like the things that she said, I'm like, you're not you like Kenya and you were friends because your common enemy was Nene. Mm-hmm. Right. But like you weren't friends because I don't think Marlo knows Kenya how to have legitimate friends.
I think Kenya says nastier comments than her. She's like, that bitch sold her pussy for a bag.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, I mean
Kenya goes so low.
You know, it's just kind of gross.
I also did not love I'm going away from this, but just speaking of Kenya, I felt like Kenya was in the Khloe Kardashian school of fathering children, where she's like, okay, I have embryos with Mark. And I think that, and she's like, and I wouldn't wish anybody to have different fathers. And I was like, okay, so let me tell you how the world works though. My sisters, we have different mommies.
Right.
I still love them. They might be my half sisters. I whole love them. And I'm like, you have a horrible relationship with, but like you have a whole horrible relationship with Mark. And then you're going to maybe do this embryo thing and then open this up. And he's already coming after you for all these things. And even though it was, if we get divorced, you have ownership over these embryos. You don't think he's going to try it. Like that to me is like wild. It's also like, I'm like, and if your doctor's saying out of the 32 years she's been a doctor, yours was the scariest delivery she's ever seen. I think we don't do that.
Right. I don't think she'll actually have a baby. I think she's just talking about having a baby and she's never going to get a surrogate. I'm calling it. You know, Brooklyn's her number one. Brooklyn gets to go on all the cast trips.
Mary is so upset that Brooklyn goes travels more than she does.
No, it's so annoying. Don't bring your kid on a girls' weekend. I'm sorry. That's not okay.
No, man. Okay, what are your thoughts on Sonia? Because she's playing it too in the middle, and she's not a middle person. Like, she wants...
She's in every single scene.
She's bugging me, though.
Oh, I... Okay.
And like, Candy, I love that Candy called her out where she's like, you're trying to play the middle right now. And I don't like that. She's like, no. And she's like, you're not even friends with Marlo.
I think Sonia's just making the peace and she's rational. And she's like, you know, she is Marlo's lawyer. And she's saying, like, Candy, you're missing the big point of this. You know, she's not saying that because of your business or like, she's not saying that. You know, the nephew being murdered has to do with you. But
She's saying you didn't reach out to the sister and you should have.
But I think that there's two different things, because then Marlo's like, it's actually about the type of friend you are. And it's like, you got to pick. It's kind of like the Danielle and Lindsay thing, right? Like, it started with the relationship is weird. Now I don't hear from you enough. I can't believe you guys would get engaged and not do. It's like, what's the real issue? Because like, when you give all these different things, it's like, you just seem like you're not going to win. You're not going to win.
I also feel like you are selfish, spoiled, and a privileged girl, said by Marlo to Candy. It made me think, I feel like Candy's too busy for the show.
She's always been too busy for the show.
And I think I'm over that.
Okay. But I hate when she's like, you're this, this, and this. And like, Candy literally worked her ass off. Like,
no,
she's worldwide Marlo. She I know you is don't worldwide. Think she is, but like, when you say like she's like spoiled, yeah, she worked her ass off to get where she is.
I would love to know what's going on with Todd's movie. I want to watch.
Do maybe Heather Dubrow and Taylor Armstrong will act in it. But we've got to talk to the agents. We've got to figure out the reshoot schedule. We've really got to
get to
on our eyes and cross our T's, right. You know? I don't know why I was like, oh. And then like, you've got Drew, who's just Drew's got, she's going to produce a video. The director's never heard of Step Up.
That killed me. Also, Rage. If you are a man, you cannot wear glasses inside during daylight hours. That bothers me.
Only as a man?
Yes.
Okay, wait, why?
Because you don't wear makeup typically.
Like, oh, I see. Was, people inside are, okay, yeah, I see.
Like, I mean, let us see your eyes. You're not that cool, okay? And him being like, so what's the deal with your husband's apps? Like, are they good? What's going on? Is he ready for this? I don't know if we should. We need this hot and steamy baby. We want a sensual scene. She's like, well, you're going to have to talk about him. I'm basically going to get, this is he's not like, going to be good for me.
He's going to Tampa if I tell him he can't do the music video. Like,
legitimately. And then thank God they couldn't pay the other actor, basically. That was what happened.
Oh, you mean you don't think it was a scheduling issue?
No, they couldn't pay him. So Ralph had to come in.
Ralph, you got the job back because you're free.
I know. Also, Ralph, I've never really thought about his body. I actually think I thought he had a good body. I mean, he just does drop it with Drew.
He had a good body.
No, but then I was so hyper-focused on it. I was like, oh, I guess he doesn't have abs. You know? And then I felt bad for him. And then I was like, he's the worst.
He's like, you want me to take my shirt off? I didn't get to do any push-ups.
So are we going to get on camera at all them getting divorced?
I think in like the finale.
Okay. I wonder what's going on with that right now.
I think we're watching it right now, though. The divorce. We've been watching it since she joined.
We've been watching it, but they seem to be getting along more this season than previous seasons. You know, if you get past 8 years, you're good.
I mean, that little nugget.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, so we're getting the divorce. We're setting it up. We're setting it up good.
I feel bad for her. And it's like, he's also preying off her. It's just like, he's trying to write the book off her. He's trying to make money off the music from her. You know, he had the whole drop it with Drew thing. She's just being used by him and she doesn't even see it. So I'm glad she got to escape.
I know. Escape Candy. Yeah. I like that. Full circle. Full circle. Anything else on Atlanta or should we take?
I do always like Marlo's outfits. I loved that orange when they got margaritas in a wine glass. Let's get it on a sexy glass.
Okay. I was cracking up because I was like, I feel like this is something Mary would do. She'd be like, okay, I know you serve it in this kind of glass, but like, you know, Dorit wouldn't do that. But Mary, I think Mary would.
I would never ask for a certain glass at a restaurant. I don't think. I'd be like, just give me the drink.
Well, what if you're like, make it sexy?
I don't know. I just don't. It wasn't sexy. It didn't look good in those glasses.
Oh, I thought it did look good.
Oh, it looked half full to me.
Oh, well, it was. It was. Okay, let's take a quick break and we'll come back with OC.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it.
it'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Okay. And we're back with Orange County.
I'm enjoying this season. It's so silly.
It's just so low stakes. I mean, there's nothing aspirational about their lives except for Heather Dubrow.
Are you loving her now? Remember I said last week, I'm really loving her in this kind of supporting role. Again, not in Taylor's film supporting.
I was getting so jealous of her kids. I'm like, please, seriously, adopt me. When the daughter's like, if I just like rent a hotel room so I can sleep in a queen size bed and for the good water pressure, don't be surprised. My therapist said I could do it.
Yeah. And then I love to, as they were eating the meal prepared for them by the chef that's in the kitchen, which was like ribs, spaghetti squash, we've got zucchini, we've got like all that. I'm like, oh my God, adopt me. I agree. Adopt me. I think it's very interesting. Tamara tried to double down. She quote unquote didn't remember what happened on the boat.
Okay. I feel like it was blurry for her. And I actually believe that she doesn't eat. I mean, they said she hasn't had a carb in 10 years. So
yeah, I couldn't figure out why Heather brought the bread. And I was like, wait, this is like funny. But also like, she didn't even bring her a full loaf of bread. She brought her like half like this from the house.
Oh,
my Shams closet.
I had the best bread yesterday.
Tell me more.
It's in Santa Rafael.
Your Dutch crunch?
No, it's not a Dutch crunch. It's called Bordenave's extra sourdough bread. It's a loaf. It's just, oh God, there's nothing like a good bread. They did a bread tasting at Something About Her the other day. And they said that should be a thing. I'm like, you're right. Why don't you bread tastings?
Like an olive oil tasting, but with breads?
Yeah, we do that. We do olive oil tastings. Let's do it with bread.
Yeah, I would love it. Put a little jam on it.
Oh,
different types of butter.
Mm. Yeah.
I got a sandwich the other day.
Yeah.
The bread. 5 stars. Potato chips deli. Now, do you ever follow? I know. Sorry.
It's called potato chips deli?
Yes.
Okay.
It's potato chips deli. It's
cross. Did you get potato chips there?
Did not, because my friend who ordered did not order the chips with it.
Oh no. What would you have done?
It's in the freaking title.
You do kettle chips. What kind of chips do you do?
Kettle.
Yeah,
I'm I like a vinegar girl.
I like those as well. I also love a regular.
I love a regular Lay chip. Potato chip, Frito-Lay.
Sure. Yeah.
You know, sometimes, like in college, I was a Hot Cheetos and Dasani girl.
Oh, Dasani water?
Yes, Dasani water.
Dasani water has salt in it. Okay. Made by Coca-Cola.
As a Coca-Cola family?
I know. They have salt in the water, guys.
I drink Smart Water, too. Also a Coca-Cola product.
That's better.
Yeah. But I love a chip. A barbecue? I can't say no to a barbecue chip.
No, that's what Michael likes. The barbecue
cheddar, you know what I'm talking about? The
sour cream and cheddar. Sour cream and cheddar. Ruffles.
Like, why am I going to say no to a chip? Give me a Tostito and a scoop of salsa.
Yeah.
You know, a Dorito. Sometimes you feel you just want a cheesy Dorito.
Oh, or a Cool Ranch.
Oh, a Cool Ranch. Remember, like, when you were a kid and you'd have soccer games and somebody would bring the fun pack of the chips? And if you were, like, not the first person, those Cool Ranch were so gone.
There was
so
only three in a pack. You got your Capri Sun, your bag of chips, and one orange slice. Maybe, like, some shark gummies if you were lucky.
I always tell my mom, nobody wants the freaking orange slices. Go frozen green grapes. You'll be a hit. You'll be a hit. And then the Rice Krispie treats, you know?
Once in a while, I still see a Capri Sun at work.
Oh, they're great at work with kids.
Yeah.
The kids are drinking them.
It's not very common for kids to have juice anymore.
What are they having? Just water?
Just water bottles. You know how we survived, guys? One Capri Sun a day. I didn't drink any water growing up. Like, legitimately, I didn't have a fucking water bottle. Now it's like, if you don't have a Stanley cup and you haven't drank three rounds of it a day, you're the Sahara Desert.
I'm a simple modern girl.
I don't have
Hydro Flask. Also just released their version, but this one says avoid hangovers, stay drunk. It's full of water though.
Thanks, Lulu.
Flavored water.
I just have my mason jar.
And this one's and I'm on my sixth one of this.
It does make you drink faster with a straw.
It does, but you don't want the smile lines. It's a tough. So let's talk about OC.
Okay. So we want to be Heather DeRose children. I do appreciate like Tamara being like, God, I'm so hungover today. I wanted a beer for breakfast. And like, I can't believe I said all those things. Like, I am on the apology tour. And
she owned it.
Yeah, she owned it.
I thought it was anxiety. More along the lines of, oh shit, I took it too far and the storyline that I thought I was going to have didn't work. Because yet that apology to Shannon and Shannon's arrival at the weird Cut Fitness part, we cut it closed. Like, we cut it close. But it's right. Like, remember Succession? Like, we here for you. That's like how I felt with that. You don't watch Succession. So those laughing along at home, thank you.
I will say it was interesting how then all of a sudden, like, she's like, well, remember when we didn't talk for a while when Jen and Tamara are talking? And then
what is this Coco brand, by the way? It's not Coco Chanel. This must be like something that she's doing. There's got to be advertisement for some company for her with Coco. I just want to say that. She had a sweatshirt and a hat. And then on the back, it said like, way to go or something like that.
So then this was confusing because we get this like flash or picture of a private plane where Ryan told Eddie and Tamara about the affair when they were all going to Cabo. But I'm like, where was like,
what did we
Will?
Think? What? Like, what do we think was happening when Ryan showed up? Like, he was babysitting?
Well, that was very confusing. And I love how Emily is an investigator and a PI and her
Our feral girl.
They're trying to figure out the timeline of this affair. Will we meet Will this season?
No.
I think we will because they've already showed pictures of him. So he clearly said he would be on camera. Yeah. So I think we are. But I mean, her denying this to the grave is my favorite thing ever. Tamara, just looking straight at the camera. I know I'm jumping ahead. But Tamara is like, just tell the truth. Like,
yeah.
Come on. We know you slept with him. Like, oh, he caught you in your car giving you a gift. Like, girl, you're going to get eaten alive. You like, well, I can I'm tell like, you one thing. Yeah, don't lie on reality TV. Snakes will come out.
Is the divorce not final and she's trying to get money from him? And there's, you know, they always kind of say like cheating is a clause that like kind of cuts things out. Like I'm so,
but then it's also,
you guys weren't getting along. And then you sent him back to Oklahoma to get rid of him to work for the company. Like this needs, I'm happy, you know, because last week we got to see like the foster child adoption. And I love that. And I think like, you know, it's just, everyone's a Dr. Jekyll and a Mr. Hyde.
I do.
You just don't like, go on reality TV.
I do like Jen. I do appreciate her. I think she is being her authentic self, besides admitting.
It's like when like Raquel and Tom were like, we aren't liars. We only lied about an affair.
Like, it's basically the exact same thing.
Yeah, literally.
And then even Tamara's like, well, you were like in a bad marriage. She's like, it wasn't a bad marriage.
It was the wrong one.
We just like, we didn't like go out and I was unhappy. It wasn't a bad marriage.
She's not trying to trash him very conveniently.
Right. And Emily's like, so wait, let me get this right. So your husband, he was living here. So you asked him to move away and your family to hire him so that you could sneak around with Ryan. And they basically found out everything. And camera, and literally, Tamara just looks directly at the camera and is like, ka-ching, ka-ching. Mm-hmm. Like, you got that right.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I was cracking up with this episode because I think it's like, everyone's so silly. I also have to say too, because, okay, again, Gina, when you leave, take one piece off. Okay, the jewelry, whatever it is, Coco Chanel. But she really does look fantastic.
Absolutely.
She really does look, everybody on the cast commendable. Looks great.
For like not drinking. She's trying. I feel like she really
I'm worried about that real estate question because that was real easy.
The real estate question. I mean, what happened with the skincare line?
Then she couldn't say peripheral.
What happened with the skincare line?
Oh, no, it's out because I'm getting random sponsored ads all of a sudden. So she must have just been waiting for the new season to air.
So she's a real estate skincare. I do feel like she's trying her best to provide for her family, though. Totally. So I can get.
And she said that I'm trying to get as much money as I can.
Yeah. Also, want to go back to Heather Dubrow because, you know, we know that they buy this condo penthouse in L.A. later on in the season. And I felt like it was because she wasn't getting along with the cast and ready to move out of O.C. But it's already set up this episode that, like, we, you know, these two kids are out of here. We kind of want to move back to the L.A. area or, like, own something so that I can develop my acting career more. And she really is a sitcom girl to me. I could totally see her on
like a, but she's like a Mary Tyler Moore kind of thing.
It's like Seinfeld. Wasn't she on Seinfeld? I'm pretty sure she was on an episode of Seinfeld or just kind of one of those people that,
you know what,
is always in something.
Stick her in and just like that.
I feel like she could
play the Dorinda character, you know? Like, yes. I think that I would watch Heather. I'm telling you, this season, her not being the full star makes her so much more likable. Like, I just was having fun with her. I'm like, okay, I want to be in your family. You are so outlandish, but in the best way. Even when she went over to Taylor's house and Taylor, which I'm like, Taylor, I cannot even believe in the previews that you're going to try to make this a big deal that Heather left the script because you drunkenly asked her to be in it and she assumed it was drunk and then was like, well, no, not going to do that. And then, but I was just laughing even when like the Broadway lady was telling her like, oh, yeah, blowjobs help open things. You know, and she just, I really enjoy Heather.
Taylor is like literally writing down every single note. Like, okay, say that again. Okay, blowjob. Mm. Okay, breathe from your hoo-ha. Got that one down. Uh-huh. I'm going to take this very seriously. Like, I'm on it. Tonight, honey, blowjob.
John, she said I'm that it's going to help.
Knees. I'm on my knees, honey.
I mean, I loved it, too, because she was when she arrived, she said, doesn't hurt that he is hot. And I thought this is so true because beauty is subjective and there is someone for everyone.
I mean, they've made it for the 8 years.
I'm so glad that Taylor is in a good spot. Like,
She seems lighter.
Like, it just compared to like what we had seen in the darkness there and everything she had gone through. I am so happy. Now, I think she needs. I was also cracking up too because she's like getting her feet wet coming back, right? Like, okay, it's been a while since I've been on Beverly Hills. So Heather walks in, she's like, "Hi," and Heather's like, "Oh, you have such a beautiful house." She's like, "Thanks." So should we talk about what happened the other night? Like, she's already moving the storyline along.
She knew. Like, she knew. She knows the assignment.
Deep breath.
Taylor, it's refreshing.
Take it back 10 feet.
To me, it was refreshing. I'm like, great. She's all in. She knows how to work this thing.
I think this is amazing that this is kind of like the first time that we're seeing a housewife go to a new franchise.
A crossover. And that
we can do it.
Maybe this opens the door for others. I mean, we're going to see Cynthia Bailey on Beverly Hills.
Maybe Kristen. Doesn't she live in LA?
I think she does, but I don't think she'd fit in with that cast.
Are all the guys going to... Oh, I think her husband went to St. Bart's and met her at the end.
Josh?
I made that up. Remember when he did Ashley Madison?
Ashley Madison?
I did watch the Dugar doc.
And?
It's sad. It's really sad. It's
great. I'm not sure how eye-opening. You got there. It's, because Ashley Madison.
Ashley Madison.
Son.
Yeah.
Son.
It all connects.
Okay. I fell asleep in the first episode, but mostly because I was tired, not because I wasn't entertained. I just was a tired
girl. Just like really goes deep into that whole.
Yeah. It's no Stars with Mars or on Mars, if you will.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. It's weird to watch Shannon and John because, first of all, he could have just pulled up and let her out.
Why
first.
Is he making her cross over? Just pull a little further from the curb, John. There's no cars coming. It's the middle of the day at the crystal shop. I don't think it has a large contingency of people entering and exiting.
And you already know they break up right after this. So
she's like, we're great. We've just hit the 3-year mark. I'm like, and you're not going to hit 4, sadly.
Well, and she's like, you know, the screaming Bador house. He needs his space from us, which I get.
On the boat they're by himself. Sometimes his son is involved, like we saw on the boat last week.
I know. High school girls, they're a challenge, I'd imagine. You know, lot of going out,
asked to go
out at night. You know, you got to get up your AP score. She's got a 30. Isn't it out of 36? I think that's a pretty good score, actually.
I got like a 24.
I don't know if I took
maybe a 28. I don't know. It was not. I was no Adeline Bador.
It's
so interesting. Heather has twins. Shannon has twins. Emily has twins.
IVF. They're all IVF.
Are they? I don't know. I'm saying the cast is always interesting when there's like multiple. Are Gina's two sons twins? No.
No.
A lot of twins on the cast.
I think because it's like IVF.
Oh, could be. I'm just pointing out that because I was thinking, oh, no, that was Shannon that was talking about dropping the kids off when she said, oh. And I was like, no, that was Heather with Nikki and Max.
It's crazy. Emily is not talking to her mother still. It's sad.
It's sad. But, you know, I think she has a great relationship with Shane. I mean, we got so much Shane today.
She's got to get a little discipline going on those children, if you ask me.
Oh, they're feral like her. They're feral like her. I mean, you said, oh, we get feral Emily. And I'm watching the episode. I'm like, oh, because of the kids. And then I was like, oh, no, because of the cake. Because of the cake. I see.
Waste the cake.
I will tell you, if that happens and I am going to be livid if you come at me with cake.
Yeah, I don't want that. Well, especially and that's a nice cake. I mean, a Costco cake, perhaps.
No, I don't want it. Not my nice outfit, not my Nordstrom Rack Calvin Klein dress. Do not get cake on that, okay? No, I don't want it on my Zara dress, a la Gina.
In a pool and, you know, we're at a swim party and you just got
you're going to throw cake in the water of a pool. So then I had to drain my pool because you decided to go feral and put cake in that? Absolutely not.
You wouldn't have to drain the pool, but you're having the birthday cake on the grass and you got into a little food fight and it was from Costco. I think that's acceptable.
Am I 5? Then I'm in.
I'll never forget my favorite party in 5th grade, Dina Moriello, when your mom gave us all whipped cream, a bottle of it, and we sprayed each other. And it was okay, so
but
fun.
See, that's you're
wearing
in
our
grade?
Swimsuits.
Mm-hmm. Like, you know what
I never forget.
You know, when you're like at a wedding and then like the bride like puts cake in the groom's.
I have to admit, I've never seen a cut cake at a wedding. I've always been
my least favorite thing. If you guys did it, I'm sorry. Great for you. That's your moment. For me, I just think if you mess up, I
think about
how much for this trial of makeup. And I've spent hundreds of dollars on this makeup because let's be real, I'm not going to do my own makeup. And then you put cake, you put that red velvet staining my cheek. That's not real blush.
Have you seen it? How many cakes have you seen cut at the wedding? I bet you haven't seen very many.
A handful. I've seen that thing once though with it, but I feel like you see it on TV and stuff. And I'm like, do not.
It's not in real life.
Do not, because I'm going to be honest, this is probably the first bite of food I'm going to eat all day. And if you, I'm going to be like Emily, if you're going to come at me, at least give me a taco.
Oh, God.
Okay, I thought this party was weird, though. I'm like, okay, I thought the party originally when she kicked Alexis out because we were celebrating the warehouse, I thought that was weird. Right. I thought this party was weird. And then I thought, this party is expensive. And maybe if you put this towards the rent, you could have one more month of Cut Fitness and save it.
I don't think so. I don't think people go to the gym anymore.
I don't think anybody drives to a warehouse to go to the gym. I think that was a thing when it first opened, too. People were wondering, who's going to this
because warehouse? It was in an industrial area.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. An industrial complex. Who's doing that?
So
we have a lot of opinions today, and I feel like we're going to get yelled at.
I was shocked to see Ryan on our cameras, on our screens, not on our cameras, on our TV screens.
Because he's in the background of her interstitial, which I also have to say, I love the updated Orange County music, by the way, and the scenes where they go from Gina to the next, and they've got orange slices across the screen. I like it, but I knew we were at one point going to get Ranch Ryan, Ranch Hand Ryan.
I mean, good for him that he found a passion. And
not on my TV. Don't need.
He has 50% custody of Ava, and then like Tamara cannot help herself. She's like, Sandy, she is fucking a younger man.
That guy right there.
He looks very creepy. I'm sorry. I had to say it. I'm sorry.
Well,
he has a look like kind of like what's that guy? Oh, God.
Who, I know Sandy's boyfriend.
Sandy's boyfriend looks like.
Yeah.
Like Mr. Magoo or like. No. Who's that guy? The Bean.
Mr. Bean.
Yeah. I'm getting. No,
she's getting laid. She's getting laid. She's got the best of both worlds. She's living in her daughter's casita. She's sampling at Costco. She's fucking like a rabbit. It's like Sandy. She's living it. We should all aspire to be a Sandy. She's got a younger man. Hell yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Like we said, there's someone for everyone.
Right. That's true.
You know, and then, okay. But I just keep thinking about this party. It's like, why? Why are we having this party? And then Gina's like, okay, I would like to start some drama. I was on Instagram. I went back to Jen's post. Jen has taken the post down unless it lives on TikTok. But it felt like she was showing Instagram.
Okay.
It was made on TikTok, but I felt like it was a reel. Okay.
Okay.
Repurposed
sure.
Over there.
Got it.
And I felt like Gina was like, wow, so shady for you to say you're still open on a day. And I knew exactly the trend that she was talking about from TikTok.
Did
you know what it was?
I think it was bad timing. I don't think it was malicious. I think she was proud of herself for having it open. Like, I don't think she connected the dots. Like, oh, my friend, I'm going to her closing party and my gym's still open. I don't think she...
Also, hasn't Cut been closed for a really long time?
This is like something that I would do. Like, I would just be thinking about myself and do the wrong thing.
As Emily said, we all do it.
Right. But I also loved when Shannon came in and like literally Tamara like grabs her in her face. She's like, thank you for coming. I took everything out on you. I apologize. Like she is laying it on so thick to Shannon. But I also love because Shannon's like, fuck, I like can't like be mad at her. She keeps on apologizing. And I kind of want to be her friend, but I don't really trust her. But I want to whoop. Trace Amiga is having a party next Tuesday, sold out in Irvine. I'd like to go, but
you can't.
Yeah.
But you can't, unfortunately. Yeah, I know. Shannon's like, and then I also love too, because Shannon is so selfish. Like we already know that, where she's like, you know, I have to forgive Tamara for what she did, but how about how I feel?
Right.
Always. Right. It's like, thank you, Shannon. Thank you. Just thank you. You know?
But Gina's really stirring the pot. She's like, I just thought like Tamara and Jen were in a fight. And that's why she posted that. And she's like, I just think there's a lot more to this story with Tamara and Jen about the meeting. What's going on with that? And then I do think it is probably pretty triggering for Gina. She's like, I cannot condone cheating. I cannot condone affairs. Like I have been cheated on.
Who is like, Gina going to go after this season though?
I think Jen.
Exactly. Well, that's what I'm trying to say. She's not coming after Tamara because you just don't go after Tamara. And then Jen is just giving you layup after layup. Oh, let me tell you kind of about this guy I'm dating while I was married, but we weren't dating. We just giving each other gifts
in a car.
Gifts in the car. So Gina's like, okay.
Also, where was this car parked?
I feel like it was parked in like an Edwards movie theater parking lot, but the last row, like closest.
The husband found them? Oh my God. Could you imagine just like the do you think the husband was like, excuse me?
Flashlight, like a knock on the window. What is going on in here?
Like they're
parents catching you in high school?
I never did that.
Lover's Lane?
No, no.
I didn't have a Lover's Lane. I don't know. What is that? Anyways, but I
what
think
it,
like,
what is used to call it? Like, no, going steady, but no, like, we, my mom used to call it something like when you make out in the car.
Okay.
What is that called?
Like, I don't know.
Necking mean? Or like,
yeah, necking. No. That was no. a thing. I remember we used to call, we'd call things in high school NICMOs.
What does that mean?
Non-committal makeout.
Oh, that.
NICMO.
Wow. That's so, I
you
mean,
in a relationship, call, like, but you're going to kiss somebody and it was a NICMO.
I mean, I used to have a thing called Dante's Peak.
Okay. That was so- that seems like a, I would like the explanation on that one.
What do you think Dante's Peak means?
My pants.
You're going to die. It's not even. Dante's Peak just means you can see your nipples.
Like physically or like they were like your nipples were like hard.
Yeah, like.
But like.
Like you had
like you like, were Jen Aniston in France. Like,
yeah, like, yeah. Oh. You were like told your friends, like, don't you think? Remember that movie?
It you was know? That with Pierce Brosnan?
Fuck.
So stupid. So you just walk by. It's like when you said, like, hey, your epidermis is showing. You're like, oh my God, it is. But it's just your skin.
Yeah. Yeah.
We've really taken it.
Somewhere. Well, you guys, this was fun. Next week, they're going to Montana.
And... okay, I couldn't figure out. I was like, wait, are we at Taylor's? Are we at Taylor's shoot? Or right? Now Taylor wants to buy property so Ryan can have a ranch somewhere.
Right.
Will John Mayer make an appearance?
Oh, that'd be magical.
Will someone get hit in the face with a wine glass while they're canoeing a la Ramona and Kristen? Ooh,
that was in Montana? I thought that was like upstate New York.
No, that was Montana.
I need to go back and watch that season. We should do a rewatch of that before Rugged comes out. Also, you guys, July is very busy.
Yes.
So we need to go back in the vault and watch some old episodes for you to have some new content. So let us know if you have suggestions. We've done a lot. So
yeah. But maybe we even revisit some of them that we've done long ago. I don't know if there's like something specific. Like we've done Scary Island. We've done, you know, Naked Wasted. We've done.
Naked Wasted was disturbing.
That's why I never have liked Tamara again. But I think that there's episodes. We've
done the Communion.
Yeah, we've done the Communion.
We did the entire first season of Vanderpump Rules,
Beverly Hills. I think that there could be, we could do the Dinner Party from Hell. I think we've done, like, just if there's any specific iconic episodes, let's chat about it. Because again, as Mary said, I'm going to be honest, you guys, there's a lot of travel happening in July and we don't want to have nothing for you. So tell us what you want.
Yeah. Okay.
And with that, I think we're done. And I'm sorry, we are unhinged. And I think that this should just know if Emily is feral, so am I.
We are.
Feral and I'm sisters okay with over that. Here. I love
Summer
it.
Mary's Summer Mary is thriving.
Yeah. Love it. She's feraling through the streets. All okay. right. Until next time.
Bye. Bye.